This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Be all right. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Say amen. Good to be in the house of God. Can't find a better place to be, ain't that right? Come on, somebody. I got about 100 songs. Which one are we singing, Reverend Don? What song are we singing? I'm not sure. Tell me what song we're singing.
He's alive and well.
That's all right.
He's alive and well.
Do the best I can.
The Father,
oh,
believe him for you and I. Tell him just for me. Everybody, you see that Jesus is alive and well.
Come on and help me now.
Jesus is alive and well.
Jesus is alive and well.
You know he sits on the throne. See what's going on. Jesus is alive. You know he's sitting right hand of the Father.
Oh,
believing for you and I. Tell him just for me. Everybody, you see that Jesus is alive and well.
Come on, Pastor.
Hey, home. We're back on Calvary. You know he died for you and me.
Come on.
The man went in the grave. Stayed three long days, but he rose with the victory. Death gave up its name, and the grave lost the victory.
Wow.
Won't you tell them just for me?
Everybody, you see that Jesus is alive and well.
Come on and sing it now.
Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive and well. You know he sits on the throne. See what's going on. Jesus is alive. Hey, hey, hey. You know.
be sitting right hand of the Father.
Yeah,
believing for you and I. Tell him just for me. Everybody see that Jesus is alive and well. Come on.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
I wonder.
He's alive.
Can I get?
He's alive.
There's one witness.
He's alive.
That sure enough knows.
He's alive.
That he's alive.
He's alive.
Have you ever?
He's alive.
Got up early.
He's alive.
In the morning.
He's alive.
You kept on looking.
He's alive.
You kept on looking.
He's alive.
And you're just getting.
He's alive.
COA.
He's alive.
Until after a while.
He's alive.
Jesus.
He's alive. Come on.
He came back.
He's alive.
And made a way.
He's alive.
And he all right.
He's alive.
And he all right.
He's alive.
And he all right.
He's alive.
Have you ever?
He's alive.
Been sick.
He's alive.
I'm not talking about.
He's alive.
No stomachache.
He's alive.
Not talking about.
He's alive.
No headache.
He's alive.
I'm talking about sure enough.
He's alive.
Until the doctor.
He's alive.
Left out the room.
He's alive.
You went down.
He's alive.
On your knees.
He's alive.
And Jesus.
He's alive.
Came back.
He's alive.
And he almighty.
He's alive. Come on.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Alright.
Last night,
he's alive.
When I went to bed,
he's alive.
Old Satan,
he's alive.
He came back,
he's alive.
My bedside,
he's alive.
But Jesus,
yeah, my Jesus.
Told him to get away,
he's alive.
Get away,
he's alive.
Leave my child,
he's alive.
My child alone,
he's alive.
There they
are. Yes, it's alright.
There they are.
I know he's alright.
He come to me.
Yes.
This morning, early morning,
he's alive.
Somebody said
he's alive.
It woke the alarm clock.
He's alive.
It woke him up.
He's alive.
Somebody said
he's alive.
It woke the telephone.
He's alive.
It woke him up.
He's alive.
Somebody said
he's alive.
It woke the children.
He's alive.
Making noise.
He's alive.
That woke him up.
He's alive.
But somebody.
He's alive.
Somebody.
He's alive.
Didn't get up this morning.
He's alive. Come on.
And he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's all right.
I know he's all right.
Jesus.
Jesus.
He came back.
He's alive.
He came back.
He's alive.
Yes, he came back.
He's alive.
My bedside.
He's alive.
The man shook me.
He's alive.
The man shook me.
He's alive.
And my.
He's alive. Come on.
He came around.
He's alive.
Anybody know?
He's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's alive.
I can feel him.
He's alive.
In my hand.
He's alive.
I can feel him. In my feet.
He's alive.
And he's all right.
Yes, it's all right.
You know he's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
He's alive.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
He's alive.
Well, he's alive.
He's alive.
Anybody know he's alive?
He's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's alive.
Well, he's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus is alive.
Yeah, Jesus is alive and well.
See what's going on. Jesus is alive. Hey, hey, hey. You know he's sitting right hand of the Father. Believing for you and I. Tell him just for me. Everybody see that Jesus is alive.
Amen. He's about the only brother that I do that for. Amen. Before I preach. Amen. Amen. He's about the only one. Amen. 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 Jesus is alive and well. And don't you fool yourself. He can see just what's going on. He can see what's going on at Mount Olive. He can see what's going on at Jerusalem in Cotton Port. He can see what's going on at the St. Paul Church. He can see what's going on in your home. He can see what's going on in your job. See what's going on in the state.
of Louisiana. Amen. I just love having a good time when we come to church. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for grace, guidance, and mercy, love, and kindness. Father God, use my mind as I preach your word at this hour. I pray you think through my mind. I pray that you would empower me afresh. Let me preach with clarity and in the power of the Holy Ghost, that somebody will be blessed this evening. Bless Pastor Dunkley and Pastor Augustine, Pastor Eric Darcy, and Reverend O'Quinn and the other two ministers and the entire congregation. Whatever they need, we ask that you give it to them. We come against the powers of the devil. We resist the devil at this hour. We plead the blood of Jesus over your people at this hour. For you said in the book of Revelation that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm in heaven now. Amen. You know, you got to get some heaven in you before you go to heaven. People talk about, I want to go to heaven. You better get some heaven in you. Amen. Before you go to heaven. Paul said, we sit in heavenly places. Y'all never read that, huh? Huh? He said, we sitting in some heavenly place right now. That's the reason why you're clapping your hand and you're stomping your feet. Amen. Because you're sitting in heavenly places. In the heavenly place. When you come to church, you're sitting in heavenly place. Hello, somebody. That's the reason why you shouldn't be mad at nobody. You're sitting in the heavenly place. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. What I want to preach on this evening, let us rise and build. Amen. Let us rise. And I think that coincides with your scripture text. Amen. Amen. When we coming from Nehemiah, amen, the second chapter, and the 17th verse on down. Let us rise. Can't do it by ourselves. We got to rise together. Pastor can't do it by himself. He needs you to rise with him. Amen. 17th verse, y'all got it, second chapter. Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lie waste, and the gates thereof are burned with the fire. Come, let us, I like that, let us, build up the walls of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand, boy, when you got this hand with you, you can make it, the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me, and they said, let us rise. That's where I'm getting my subject. Let us rise and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. When you're doing work for God, it's a good work. But when Sabanas and the Hormer Knights and the Tabites and the servants and the Amorites and the Gisites and the Arabians and heard it, they laugh us to scorn. See, you always got some devils trying to stop you from doing what you need to do. You only take something, they coming at you. And sometimes they're right in the church. And look what they've done. They despise and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then asked I then and said unto them, the God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore we, his servant, will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. And also I want to tag this with this, amen, Nehemiah 4 and 6. So built we the wall. And all the walls was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Amen. In order to do a work, you got to have a mind to work. You can't do nothing if you ain't got the mind to do it. You can't cut your grass if you ain't got a mind to do it. Amen. The grass will grow tall in the house. And I, amen, amen. The grass will grow taller than the church if the deacon ain't got a mind to cut the grass. Amen. Boughs will be falling off the church if, amen, if the builders and the officers don't, amen, do what they are supposed to do. Nehemiah is motivated. Amen. You got to be motivated to do something. Isn't that right? Nehemiah is inspired. And whenever God inspires you, you're well inspired to do the job. Isn't that right? The urgency is because the survivors who are left from the captivity, amen, in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is also broken down. The gates are burned with fire. This news knocked him down. It knocked him down. You know, some people get bad news, ain't nothing faze them. As a matter of fact, they just laugh and shake their head like ain't nothing happened. Some people look at the situation in Baton Rouge and beyond, see these people being pulled out the water, amen, have nowhere to go and laugh. And I mean, they could care less. Hello, somebody. But this is not Nehemiah. But if you got a heart that can be touched by God, you're going to be moved by the suffering of humanity. Isn't that right? It caused weakness in his knees and weeping in his eyes. Nehemiah mourned woefully for a heart for numerous days, but in his misery, Nehemiah turned to the Lord of heaven. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Look, it's all right to weep. It's all right to cry. Amen. When you get weak and all that, but you need to turn to God. Hello, somebody. Some people just cry. They don't turn to God. Hello, somebody. They turn, amen, to the soothsayer. They turn to the witchcraft worker. Amen. But if you're going to turn to anybody, turn to God. Amen. Amen. For he's the one to help you. Isn't that right? Nehemiah sought, amen, the source of all blessing. God is the source of all blessing. Isn't that right? In his anguish, Nehemiah turned to the great and awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Amen. He's not weakly, amen, that can't do too much. Amen. I heard somebody say he said high, but he looked down low. Yeah. I wonder, can I get a witness? Yeah. Every person we encounter, amen, is a place God desired to do well. I don't care who you meet. Amen. It's a desire. God have a desire to do well in that individual. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care. Amen. How rugged they are. I don't care how evil they are. God want to do well in all of mankind. I wonder, can I get a witness? And what? And the one that we can't transform or change, God can change it. If God can change Paul, hello, somebody, he can change anybody. Persecuted the church, amen, amen, amen. Consented to people that were dying. Amen. But look, God, this, amen, he amen, knocked him down. He know how to deal with these hard-hearted folks. Hello, somebody. What we can't deal with, he can deal with it. Isn't that right? I wonder, can I get a witness? People are in great distress. I don't care where you look. People are in great distress. Amen. Even in America, we see people in great distress. And that's the reason why, amen, you see Trump, amen, amen, still instilling hope and faith and amen, amen, amen. He's instilling fear and anger and matters in these people. Why? Amen. Because of the fact, amen, amen, they're in great distress. But who they really need to turn to is God. If you need a leader, amen, you need to pray for a leader. Amen. We shouldn't just follow anything that come along the way. Hello, somebody. And especially somebody that's going to divide the nation. Amen. Abraham Lincoln said, a nation that's divided against itself cannot stand. Their walls were broken down. Their gates were burned. I wonder, can I get a witness? Amen. 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 Let me tell you something. There are marriages that are broken down. Huh? Amen. Their homes, amen, look like they've been burnt with fire. Amen. Amen. Their families are fractured. Their relationship are ruined. Their bodies are unhealthy. Their minds are confused. Their emotions are unstable. Their lives are unmanageable. And their finances are plain.
Hello, somebody. Look like everybody you look to, amen, amen, is broke. Hello, somebody. I wonder, can I get a witness? But we don't serve a broke God. Amen. As a matter of fact, when they come to church, look like they act like they broke. And when they go everywhere else, they act like some big shots. And it amazed me how Hillary Clinton can raise millions of dollars in 1 month, and some churches can't pay their light bill. It amazed me when folk can say, I'm going on a cruise, $5,000. Hello, somebody, can't pay no tithes. Amen. Hello, somebody. It amazed me when they take the money and go to the casino. Hello, somebody, and bring none to the church. I'm talking about that's my church. And got zero on the book. Maybe they don't believe God. Maybe they believe all these other places. God said, try me and prove me and see won't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that you will not have room to receive. As a matter of fact, God said, amen, I'm going to give you overflow. He said you're going to have good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You don't have to be looking to this and that, amen, to get rich. Hello, somebody, if you, amen, you got your lights on, you're eating, amen, your bills are paid. Thank God for that. Amen. God didn't design it for everybody to be a millionaire. Talking about I want to be like Donald Trump. Amen. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump can't sleep at night. With all of his rascality. It looks like he done already got old since he stopped running for office. Amen. I guarantee you one thing. If you get in, if you do make it, amen, hopefully you don't. Hello, somebody. 1 year, amen, he'd probably be in a wheelchair. Barack Obama was cool. They told him he lied, didn't say one word. They told him, we want you to fail. Hello, somebody kept pushing. And look at here, the economy is much better, amen, than what they handed him. He's going to leave the United States in better footing than what they gave him. Matter of fact, I almost cried. I said, look what they're leaving Barack Obama. Two walls filling the economy, amen. Banks filling, GM filling, Ford filling, amen. Hello, somebody. Boy, he had some stuff on his plate. The average person would have cracked up. Hello, somebody. Dealing with all of these massive problems. Terrorists trying to blow us up. Isn't that right? I wonder, can I get a witness? Look at you. If you're a pastor, and amen, you've been pastor for a number of years, amen, God finished with you in the pastoral, and if you leave the church in better shape than you found it, amen, you done something. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, my. All right. Look what Nehemiah say in Nehemiah 2, 17b, 18a. Come. Let us build the walls of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. Yeah. I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me, and also the king's word that he had spoken to me. Nehemiah is what? A role model for leadership. We need some role model for leadership, role models in the home. We got mothers that not being no mothers. Matter of fact, grandmother got to raise the children nowadays. Matter of fact, grandmother, she's raising great-grandchildren. Hello, somebody. There ain't no good role models. Amen. In the home, isn't that right? We got to be some good role models. Somebody ought to be able to look at the deacon and say, I want to be like that deacon. Somebody ought to be able to look at the pastor and say, I want to be like that pastor. Hello, somebody. You can't live any kind of way and expect to be a good role model. I wonder, can I get away? You can't hook and crook, amen, expect to be an excellent role model for that young boy, that young girl. I wonder, can I get a witness? Ain't God all right? Nehemiah was a good role model. He is broken by the fact, amen, 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 what he sees. Some people, amen, they face the facts, but they ain't broken. Hello, somebody. I wonder, can I get away? Nehemiah is faithful and wise and wise enough to pray. Amen. Look at you. Amen. You talking about you know God and don't pray. Amen. Don't want to pray. Amen. How you going to get some power? You ain't praying. Hello, somebody. I wonder, can I get a witness? People come to church, ain't praying. People talking about the bad situation, the trouble we got in the world, ain't praying. Hello, somebody. When the disciples were dying, they prayed. When they were persecuted, they prayed. When David, amen, prayed, his enemies was destroyed. I wonder, can I get a witness? When Moses prayed, the Red Sea was opened. Come on in here. When Daniel prayed, God caused the lion to have a locked jaw. I wonder, can I get a witness? When Paul prayed, God sent an earthquake and opened up the jailhouse. Do I have a witness in the house? When the disciples prayed for Peter, amen, while he was in jail, God sent an angel and got him out of jail. Prayer work when nothing else work. If you want some good preaching in the church, you got to pray, isn't that right? Peter just didn't win 3,000 soul plus, but he was in prayer for 10 days before he preached a sermon, isn't that right? If you want to preach a good sermon, you got to pray. Deacons, if you want to be effective in your service, you got to pray, isn't that right? I wonder, can I get a witness? Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? If we want God to move, we're going to have to pray, isn't that right? And God, all right, look at you, Nehemiah is a courageous enough to act, isn't that right? Some folk don't have no courage at all. They don't even want to act. Amen. They see things going down. They don't even want to act. They say, matter of fact, brother pastor, let's not tackle it. We don't have enough money. And some of them got the money in their pocket, isn't that right? Ain't God all right? Now look at you. Nehemiah is a king. He's the king's cupbearer. Yeah. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Now look at you. He had a dangerous job. Yeah. Ooh, look at you. Before the king ate, he had to taste the food. And look at you. They might have somebody want to take the king's job, so I'm putting some poison in his food. Hello, somebody. And Nehemiah had to taste that food. He had a dangerous job. You know, this man had some courage. Hello, somebody. Look at you. When they brought him a glass of water, I don't know, maybe he might have drank some wine. Hello, somebody. He had to taste the wine to make sure they didn't have poison in the wine. He had a dangerous job. But let me tell you something. God was watching over him. Hello, somebody. I wonder, look at you. Some of that food might have had some poison in him, but God said he shall not die. We got some folk, amen, if they don't know who cooked, they ain't eating. Because they're scared they're going to die. Who cooked that food? Hello, somebody.